Welcome back to the Future Car Podcast. I'm Ed, the Vice President of Strategic Automotive Initiatives at Siemens PLM. You might remember me from the first episode of this podcast. I work on developing special software that helps people engineer race cars and airplanes, car interiors, and even high-performance athletic shoes. Today, though, we're going to explore the world of autonomous cars, a world with a lot of moving parts. As we've seen throughout several episodes, there are technologies and systems to think about, both inside and outside of the car. However, we have to remember, so much is going to change once these cars, this new kind of mobility becomes a reality. Once we see these cars throughout our day-to-day lives, there will be a lot more to think about as autonomous vehicles take to the road.
At the beginning, I started with the thinking it should be based on ideologic ideas. It should be meaningful to switch from combustion engines to electrical motors as a drivetrain in the cars. But I failed with this opinion because the customer isn't really interested in electromobility.
This is Gernot Spiegelberg. He has a long history in the automotive industry, including various roles such as Executive VP for Strategy at Siemens VDO Automotive and his current role at Siemens Corporate, where he focuses on technology and business models for introducing electric and autonomous vehicles. He's based in Germany, and although the makeup and technical aspects of cars really gets him going, he admits that for consumers, it just might not be the case.
I thought more and more in the direction we should ask where may be the real requirements of the people for future. Is it the ownership of a car, or is it a comfortable transportation he will use in the future? And I think there are two different things now running. Everybody wants to have a nice surrounding. Everybody wants to have more and more a sufficient lifestyle. I think the whole world is going in this direction. But the question at the end of the day is, at any time, what is the right lifestyle? And I think the lifestyle is more and more going in the direction based on the opinion of the generation Y, the younger generation. They don't want to possess cars in ownership, they want to be transported on demand. And the elderly people may be in the future not really able to run a car on their own control. Therefore, they are thinking, how can they stay mobile in future when they grow older and older? And I think between these both opinions, there is an old-fashioned thinking of a couple of people in our society who wants to stay on their cars. And there is another party. These are the car manufacturers, especially here in Europe, but I think in America as well. They want to stay on their existing business. And therefore, I thought, how can we move the behavior and the technology in automotive industry to change the world of mobility in the direction of sufficient and sustainable mobility? And I think this is not only a question of technology, this is a question of business case.
We may like to think that the news of autonomous cars may mean that we'll have a self-driving convertible sitting in the garage ready to go whenever we please. But in reality, we may not all get to have our George Jetson title sequence moment of sitting behind the wheel of a self-driving car. Along with autonomous vehicles, there might be an influx of mobility services. Just think about it for a minute. Why would you want to own a car if your only concern is convenient transportation? Why pay for a car when you can just pay for a ride? The entire automotive industry is slated to change. It's a shift from providing cars to providing transportation.
I think this will be a very, very difficult process because today they earn the money with this, selling cars, and they will stay more and more or furthermore on this approach. Therefore, I'm the change or transfer from a car seller to a service provider in this mindset of these companies is very, very difficult. They, from my point of view, they can do only a bottom up approach because they think they have to add on their business, which they do today with their cars, additional functionalities, car to go, drive now, up to mobility as a service. But in their mindset, in their back of their mind, they have at any time, how can I earn furthermore money with the production of cars? I think it will not be a migration process. I think it should be a top-down approach. A top-down approach will be a little bit more in the direction of disruptive. This will be made by new players, I guess. Think about the opportunity that the transportation for itself has much more money or can earn much more money than only selling cars, because selling cars is only a part of transportation of people. And if there is a new stakeholder who wants to make a service, mobility as a service, and wants to transport people, then the service is a business and not the selling of the cars. Inside of the service, the car is only a device which I need to make the transportation task possible. And therefore, the requirements for this new device or for these devices in mobility as a service may be completely different than the approach or than the requirements for a car which you will sell to the end customer in private ownership.
As we go farther and farther into the future, if there is more money to be made in mobility as a service, then a car manufacturer like a Daimler will tend to shift more to mobility as a service to make money. So would it be possible that maybe farther into the future that even the CEO of Daimler won't own a Mercedes? Do you think that will ever happen?
Yes, I think it will happen the same that we have today in the transportation of people in the airborne systems. Today, it's not so important whether you sit in a Boeing or in an Airbus, but it's very important to sit in Lufthansa or in Air Berlin. It doesn't matter. Air Berlin is not existing furthermore, but it's, you know what I mean. It's not based on the brand of the transportation device. It's based on the brand of the service provider.
This idea, this vision of the future is not unfamiliar. When technology advances and services become available, we as consumers use it and it becomes part of our everyday lives before we even know it. For example, think about sending a letter. You write the letter, fold it, put it in an envelope, and paste a stamp on it. Then you have to go to the mailbox, drop the letter, and you wait for the post person to get the letter and take it to the post office and so on and so forth. Take some time before whoever the letter was addressed to finally receives it. This used to be the case, right? Well, these days you can email, you can text, and the person on the receiving end of your message is contacted in seconds. And you can do all this while doing something else. Except hopefully, of course, that something else isn't driving. So you can multitask and you can maximize your time, but the task itself is much less active than it used to be. This is also going to happen with transportation.
In the future, you can think about complete new technologies based on digitization. Perhaps I send in the future my avatar to you, and the avatar is doing the interview with you, having me in the back, and I don't have to travel for this. if I want to travel personally, because I want to be there personally. It is a question of technology, how to coordinate an optimized and a convenient travel from A to B. And I think this is on one hand, it is a question of technology, where the devices are based on. I think you need special cars, you need equipment in the trains and the planes and so on. Perhaps in the future, you need men carrying drones and whatever you can think about. But I think very, very important in this new scenario is that you coordinate all this by logistics control. I think the main point to shift the behavior is to make it very, very convenient to run from A to B. And this is not only based on the technology of the devices, it's much more based on the coordination of this travel. How can I go from A to B in the best way? And how can I feel in the best way, and I can follow my requested lifestyle during traveling in the best way? And this is a question of what functionality and what technology will support me during the traveling, based on entertainment, infotainment, connectivity, and so on.
Well, on the mobility side, people try to work from home today, right? And can have web conference calls or whatever it might be. In order to make immobility more effective, or for someone to be more effective and not having to travel, how do you see that kind of technology evolving? Like, what is the next level, after the web conference call, for instance? Does that have to evolve? What's the next step to which that has to evolve in order to allow us to be more mobile?
It's a question. It's really a question. What we will do? I think the approach we are doing today with moving from combustion engine driven cars to electrical cars, it will not run fast forward. We will stay furthermore if we don't do a really different approach than today. It will be a slow, ongoing migration process in the direction of electrical cars based on a pollution of a city, on pollution of the air, and so on. But these arguments do not really convince the customers to go in this direction. I think a really, really big change in this direction will be made on a complete new approach that we say, if the people want to travel, they do it. They don't do it with a car in private ownership. They do it in a service where, based on my time schedule, a mobility provider will give me the support or the service to transport me from A to B on demand in the right time, over the right way. And based on this, it is a question of total cost of ownership to run this mobility chain at lowest cost. And I think then they will calculate that an electrical car can be handled much easier and with much less costs than combustion engine driven cars can be handled today. And then it will change extremely fast. Therefore, what I think is, it may happen that with autonomous driving, a new technology will be born which can move the behavior in the society completely from private ownership to mobility as a service. And then the business case will move from the car manufacturers with the customer relation to the mobility provider who run the devices in their logistics based on cloud connection. This is what I think may happen, and this change then will happen very, very fast.
Let's face it, driving will be a thing of the past. It'll become a kind of a recreational activity. Remember when someone taught you how to drive? Your future kids may not get that experience, but it may not be as important to them. You'll have to think of a different kind of sweet 16 birthday present because cars just won't be cool anymore. Remember when getting your license was a symbol of freedom? Like if you had your car keys and your license and some gas money, you could go almost anywhere. Or think about now, how sometimes you want to go for that drive, just a quiet drive to clear your head, listen to music, or maybe just play a podcast, like this one. Yeah, you might miss that. You might miss your car. But gear not, on the other hand, maybe not so much. Are you going to be unhappy when you won't be able to drive anymore on the streets and you're going to have to rely on this mobility service to get around? Is that going to, personally speaking, would that, do you look forward to that day?
Yes, I look forward for that day because I see two trends. One trend is given by by our daughters. They tell us what kind of technology and kind of transportation they want to have for the future. I see it on the other hand at my parents. Both parents are living till now with 92 and 90 years old, and they want to rely on new technologies which will transport them to be furthermore mobile. For my personal point of view, I had a lot of fun in my first years when I started driving a car. It was very, very important to have a car in my private ownership. It was very, very important at that time to have one. But today, to be honest, it's not so important. I think much more important for me would be to use my time for other things during being transported. And it's not so important for me to have fun with driving. I want to have fun during transportation, because fun during transportation can be much more than only controlling a car.
Well, then, so again, from a personal standpoint, if fun is what you're looking for in transportation, and what would be a fun thing that you would look forward to do in a car, a car that's part of mobility service in the future? What would be something fun to look forward to that you would want to do on that drive from Munich to Stuttgart?
Oh, perhaps entertainment in a cool, complete new manner. It may be a 3D holographic situation. Today, I have to go into a cinema with a 3D a representation that I can have a realistic image of what I can see there. Perhaps I can get this then in a car with a technology which is very, very cost intensive, and I cannot use it this at my private home, because this technology would be much too expensive for me to have it at my home. But in a shared car, I can use this.
You know, I've driven a little bit in Germany on the Autobahn, and sometimes I get into that far lane and I think I'm going really, really fast, and suddenly I see those flashing lights coming up behind me, and it's a BMW or whatever that's going much, much faster. Of course, I have to pull over and let them go by. And I can't help but thinking that those people must really enjoy going fast in that lane. And what about them? Because there are people that just love to drive. What's going to happen to them in the future?
I think this is a special situation in Germany, because I think these guys who are doing so, as you described now, these are not cars in private ownership. These are cars which are rented by the company. And these people are really, really busy. A person with a car in private ownership wouldn't act in this manner.
But the future is not just about cars, right? There's the streets that they actually run on. And what do you see with respect to how cities are going to have to implement and pay for the infrastructure that's going to be needed to take advantage of all this automotive technology? For instance, if mobility as a service is going to make transportation more accessible, more affordable, if anything, it's going to make traffic worse. How are cities going to change, and how are they going to pay for all these changes that they're going to need to make sure traffic doesn't get excessive, or to make sure they, as I said, take advantage of what autonomous technology can offer?
Yeah, it depends on the way you are moving forward. If you want to migrate in the new in the direction of mobility as a service, you need several steps. You need one who is developing the autonomous cars. The other is developing the infrastructure that the cars can run in. The third are the companies who invest the money in the infrastructure that the autonomous driving in cities will be possible, and so on. The other way is if there is one stakeholder who wants to earn the money with the service, mobility as a service. And in this manner, I would guess he will cut the chicken and egg problem. If there is no infrastructure for autonomous driving, it makes no sense that autonomous cars will occur. If there are no autonomous cars, nobody will invest in the infrastructure. There's only one person who cut this chicken-egg problem in the past. It was Elon Musk with Tesla, who told us, we have a problem with electromobility. If there are no electrical cars, it makes no sense to invest into charging stations. And if there are no charging stations, it's not really meaningful to run electrical cars because they cannot be charged. And therefore, he invested in both parallel. He made the cars and he invested into the infrastructure for charging these cars. These are the Tesla charging spots. And I guess the same situation will occur in cities. There will be mobility provider who invest the money in the infrastructure inside of the city, and the city management and the mayors of the city don't have to invest the money. The money will be invested by the mobility provider. And this process will go much faster than only in parallel a car manufacturer is developing the cars and an infrastructure developer is developing the infrastructure. And they are doing this independently and they are doing this different on several locations. I think this makes is not really meaningful for the future, but we are running in this direction.
So does that mean we're going to need more Elon Musks all over the world to make this future of mobility a reality? Is he going to be the one that does it everywhere?
Yeah, I think Elon Musk doing, from my point of view, Elon Musk is doing a really, really good job because he has visions and he is executing these visions.
Is there an Elon Musk in Germany? Is there an equivalent over there? Or do you see one coming up that's going to make this happen in the cities of Germany?
No, this is not our way of doing business. And we don't have such guys thinking in this direction. Playing with technologies and playing with money like a game he is doing. And perhaps it doesn't matter whether he succeed or will not succeed, but he tries. And this is really a good approach Elon Musk is doing. I don't see such a person in Germany.
Makes a good point. Someone, some company just has to be willing to try. willing to try and make this world of autonomous cars and mobility services a reality. Gernot, thank you so much for coming to our show and giving us a peek into our future with robot cars. But what about the gearheads, the people that want to drive and work on cars? Make sure to check out our next episode when we'll talk about how technology is going to make a better and even more exciting world for those of us that don't want to let go of that steering wheel. Those of us that not only love driving, but also love the thrill of speed. Thanks for joining us today, and for more, visit Siemens PLM Software online. Siemens PLM Software is a world-leading provider of product lifecycle management and manufacturing operations management software. We help thousands of companies realize innovation by optimizing their processes from planning and development through manufacturing, production, and support.